Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, Savages, to another episode of The Savage Truth. I am your host, Cicely Davis. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for making the decision to come on back, join me for another episode and joining in on the conversation. If you are new to the channel, you picked an exceptional episode to join me in. Thank you for making that decision. Sit back, relax, join in the conversation. Do me another favor, tell someone else about the show. Come on back next time and become a part of the ride or dies and the support. I just absolutely love having you. For those of you who are the loyalists, you come back every week, you're tuning in. I appreciate you and I thank you so very much. I could not do this without you, wouldn't want to do this without you. You are the reason I continue to do this on a regular basis, and I so enjoy you. Now, whether you're new or returning, I have an ask, and it applies to everyone, and it's always the same, to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And thank you for those platforms for holding the show. Now, we need to get into it. Now, this is going to be a quick in and out. Now, this, of course, is the month of our nation's independence. 4th of July is a big deal to me, okay? It's all about our precious country. It's all about our independence. It's about the exceptionalism. It's all about us. It's all about this exceptional nation, the right? The distinct right to self-determine, you know, a constitutional republic. It is America. And I just love. I love the day. I love remembering the history of America. I love the fireworks and the twinkle and the sparkles and the big boom. I love everything about it. And so I just wanted to take a little time, take a little bit of a political break somewhat in headlines and just kind of do another ode to America, which happens to be one of my favorite subjects because it's my America. It's your America. It's ours. It's the land of laws and dreams. And that's an important difference. See, it's the America of Kennedy and Martin Luther King, where progress was earned with courage, not hashtags. It's the America of slavery and civil war, proof that we'll fight, even against ourselves, to move towards justice. It's John Dillinger and Jesse James, Sitting Bull and General Custer, heroes and outlaws, legends and lessons. It's the Andy Griffith Show, and it's MASH, Time Magazine, and Playboy, John Ford's Wide Open Plains, and Spielberg's Faraway Galaxies. It's Manifest Destiny and the Moon Landing. It's Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio. It's Rocky Marciano and Muhammad Ali. It's George Washington and Donald J. Trump. It's fireworks and prayer, a country of contradiction and of courage, of boldness and gratefulness, the home of the free, and yeah, still the land of the brave. Now, here's the one thing. July should be Pride in America month, okay? Not rainbow stickers on every product, not corporate posturing, not lectures from people who hate the flag they're standing on. Just good old-fashioned pride in this country, in its laws, its freedoms, its messiness, its constitution, its opportunity. Because when you're forced to celebrate identity over unity, we all lose. If you want to wave a rainbow flag, that's your right, or any other political flag, that's your right. But don't act like waving the American flag is some kind of protest. This isn't complicated. We don't need more months, right? We need one identity, American. And guess what? That feeling, that real pride is starting to come back. You can feel it. I've been feeling, I know you have too, at gas stations, in ballparks, in backyard barbecues. People are standing a little taller. Flags are flying a little higher. And let's be honest, it's not a coincidence. Since Donald J. Trump returned to the presidency, that sense of pride is rising again. We've got a long road ahead, I admit, but the comeback has begun. You can feel it in the economy, in our border policies, and the fact that people aren't afraid to say they love this country anymore. America doesn't need to be remade. It needs to be remembered. The spirit that built railroads and lit up cities, that sent boys to the moon and brought them home. They faced down tyranny and stood for freedom across the oceans. That spirit is still here. It's not in the bureaucrats or the talking heads. It's in the small business owners, the truck drivers, the farmers, the teachers who still believe in truth over trends. It's in the grit of the working class and the prayers of the forgotten. This country was never perfect, but it's always been ours to perfect. That's what the founders knew when they signed their names on a document that could have gotten them killed. That's what Lincoln knew when he told a nation torn apart that a house divided cannot stand. And it's what we need to remember right now. Because if we let division define us, we dishonor every sacrifice made to keep this republic alive. It's time to bring back common sense, to say what we mean, to raise our kids with values instead of confusion, to honor our flag instead of apologizing for it. We don't need to burn the system down. We need to remind it who it works for. We the people, not we the influencers, not we the lobbyists. We the patriots, the quiet majority who are done being quiet. So yeah, I still believe in this country. I still believe in its laws. I still believe its faith, its potential. I believe in the handshake deals, the church picnics, the Friday night lights. I believe we're not past saving. We're just getting started. My America, your America, isn't just a memory. It's a movement, and it's waking up. So let's take July back, not from anyone, but for everyone. Let's celebrate our history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's celebrate our Constitution. Let's celebrate our faith, our grit, our endurance. Let's celebrate the fact that we're still the country that people from all over the world would give anything to be a part of. Let's bring back American pride, loud and proud, red, white, and blue, no disclaimers, no apologies. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. And to commemorate that, let's watch a little patriotic video.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We choose to go to the moon.
Believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery.
Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people. We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around. And this makes us special among the nations of the earth. Our government has no power except that granted it by the people. It is made up of men and women who raise our food, patrol our streets, man our mines and factories, teach our children, keep our homes, and heal us when we're sick. Professionals, industrialists, shopkeepers, clerks, cabbies, and truck drivers. They are, in short, we the people. Their patriotism is quiet but deep. Their values sustain our national life. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We will maintain sufficient strength to prevail if need be, knowing that if we do so, we have the best chance of never having to use that strength. Above all, we must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Well, I believe we, the Americans of today, are ready to act worthy of ourselves, ready to do what must be done to ensure happiness and liberty for ourselves, our children, and our children's children. We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free.
And that, my friends, is the Savage Truth. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, to be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.